Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway. We are on a divine journey in which I believe God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely appreciate and value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we took a rich and empowering look at the subject of our circle and discussed the power of the right circle. Here's a quick summary. We said we must evaluate the circle around us. We must take a look at, do we have dreamers? Do we have doers? Do we have believers? Do we have thinkers? We should have at least one or individuals that operate in this role in our lives, in our circle, as it relates to being in a better position to achieve our dreams and successfully accomplish our goals. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, as we continue to shape up and win, it's time to divorce your comfort zone. I want you right where you are to tell your comfort zone, bye-bye. I am divorcing you. It is over today. I quit you, and I'm moving into the next realm of growing to a different level in my assignment, in my purpose, with my vision, and with my dream. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. Coach Adams will share for about 40 minutes into the broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open up our programming for audience participation, which we absolutely love. And so we welcome your questions and comments. This will lend to an interactive environment, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to not hesitate about chiming in. Why do I share this with you now? If there's a question that comes up, you have a comment, feel free to pin that so that when we come together at that time, you're ready to jump on in. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment to invite someone to today's show, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend a heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Without further ado, let us jump right on into today's topic and our subject of divorcing our comfort zone. Get your notepads, pens, tablets, iPads, laptops, desktops, whatever you need, get it ready so that you can capture the notes around today's subject. It's important to understand as we dive into this journey of divorcing our comfort zone, of understanding what is our comfort zone. And in essence, it's those things that would keep you feeling comfortable. And I am so grateful for my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, because they have so laid an amazing foundation for me in understanding this process, the theory around your comfort zone. And I want you to know that Coach Adams is continuously allowing herself to be stretched out of her comfort zone. You know, today as I was reflecting and preparing for today's show, I began to think about and process those various areas in my life where I allowed myself to be stretched out of my comfort zone. And in doing so, I really have embraced a journey that is so fulfilling for me that words could never accurately express this journey that I've been on. But embracing one's comfort zone is not easy. It has not been easy for Coach Adams. And as I reflect, you know, it really started so many years ago before I stepped out and embraced God's purpose and call on my life. Many years ago, I remember becoming a certified trainer for Boston Movement. Many of you know that I am the Minister of Training, Global Master Trainer for Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth. If you're a regular listener, you are aware of that. If you've gone to my website, coachadams.com, and seen my bio, you're aware of that. I say that because as a daughter of the ministry, I began my journey really stepping out of this comfort zone before really having a great understanding of some of the key elements that I will be sharing with you on today. You know, when I think about it, my journey really is a testimony because I am a child. You may be saying, well, Coach Adams, what significance does that have in today's subject? The reason why I share that is that at my core, this only child is a loner who is an introvert, who is very reserved and can easily go into bear cub hibernation mode. She is, again, an introvert. Many see me living my life of purpose and they assume, oh, it's easy for her. It's not uncomfortable for her to stand before a group. It's not uncomfortable for her to do what she does, to be in front of the camera and all of those various things that come with this journey of public speaking. But I want you to know, and I lay this foundation and I really paint this picture for you because I want you to know that Coach Adams is living this principle out and fighting to live it out on a more regular basis at different levels to allow myself to be stretched. And so the only child who's very reserved at her core, who's a loner, who's an introvert, she had absolutely no interest whatsoever in standing up before a group. This standing up before a group was a place perceived as a place of discomfort, so it was uncomfortable. I had no interest, no desire. You know, I had heard a statement that one would rather die a painful death by fire than to stand before a group and publicly speak. And Coach Adams has to be honest with you, in her ignorance, I was like, death by fire, give it to me because I don't want to do that. Very grateful, thank God, that he didn't give me what I was asking in my ignorance because of my fear of stretching out of my comfort zone. But I remember like it happened yesterday, it has been forever ago now, because it was, if I recall correctly, it was thereabouts in, I believe, 1999, because God awakened his purpose on my life in 98, and I've been living it for at different levels throughout the years, but the awakening of it happened in 1998. As I mentioned, I became a certified trainer for Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap, my mentor. And so this only child who's a loner, who's reserved and introverted, she had no interest whatsoever in standing before a group. However, I believe that I heard God's voice, and so I answered the call of God on my life, and I became a trainer for Christian Business Ministries, home of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. And this is all significant in what we're talking about today, and so I want you to really just track with me as I continue to paint this story. And so I remember becoming a trainer, and I am in my first class, and I'm excited, but I am one who has always been of the mindset of being a lifetime learner and mastering different areas that I can. So I was at a seminar, and I was learning more about this training that I've now said yes to. I was at a Vertical Leap seminar, and that's how one would become certified to become a trainer for Christian Business Ministries and Boston Movement. And so I'm at this seminar, and I'm sitting in the audience, and I'm just taking my little copious notes and, you know, just really fighting to grow in my mastery. Mind you, Coach Al Hollingsworth knew that I had already become certified, so I'm sitting in the audience, I'm taking my little notes, I'm sitting there, you know, just let me get all that I can get so I can master this. And I'm sitting in the audience, and he says, Miss Shania, come and teach five senses versus God's word. Now, you have to see this scene. There's probably about, I don't know, maybe 40-ish people in the room. I have this discomfort on the inside as we're talking about divorcing our comfort zone here on Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. I have this discomfort. And here he calls me up, my mentor calls me up, to teach this teaching in the midst of this group, and I'm just still trying to embrace that I said yes to this journey. And I remember, like it happened yesterday, and again, this was like in 1999, that I'm shaking on the inside. I'm literally ready to fall apart on the inside. It was so uncomfortable for me. But I knew in that moment that I did not have the luxury of saying I won't. So I had to muster up on the inside and step out by faith and make the decision to say, I will. And do you know that that very moment, in my willingness to overcome that fear of discomfort, that that was literally a breakthrough moment for me in my purpose? I had never stood before a group such as that. It was huge on my journey. But I realized then, because that audience really received from me, and as I mentioned, it was an audience of about, 40 or 45 people, if memory serves me correctly. And literally, it became overwhelming to me. And not that I was looking for the accolades and to be petted, but God did such an amazing thing that He wanted me to be encouraged in my purpose and honor the fact that I stretched out of my comfort zone. And in doing that, and my mom happened to be in the audience, and so it was beautiful to be able to share in this experience with her. And I think it was probably like a little more than half of the group. People kept coming up, oh, you're a great speaker, and saying all of this stuff. Mind you, I was just starting to kind of, you know, say yes and okay to that. I hadn't really walked in it. But I allowed myself to be stretched in that moment out of my comfort zone, and that was such an unearthing breakthrough moment for me that that was one of the very key significant moments that set me on the path of the journey that I continue to grow in to date. And I share that with you because I wanted you to hear my backdrop story. I have many that I can share. You know, I don't want to bore you with that. I want to make sure that I give you the nuggets that I have today. And again, I thank you for tuning in. And I want to make sure that you, too, are empowered. But I wanted you to know that Coach Adams is not just saying, you stretch out of your comfort zone, you stretch out of your comfort zone, you stretch out of your comfort zone. And she herself doesn't continue to stretch out of her comfort zone. I mean, again, I can give you story after story after story. I know recently me and a friend, we were at this restaurant and they were having karaoke. Now, you would have to know that my anointing, my gift is definitely not in singing. It is not. I would actually sing a joyful noise, and everybody would start chiming in because they're like, okay, we need to help her out. Let her be quiet. I jokingly teased one of my spiritual sisters that she used to be over the choir at her church for many years, and she wouldn't let me in the choir, so we laugh about that. Why do I share that with you? That in this moment, my friend gave me the challenge. You're like, come on, let's do it. Let's do the karaoke. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? But they knew my position in that I'm the master trainer, and they challenged me and the coach and said, challenge. I knew in that moment that I could not allow, again, my discomfort to prevent me from stepping out. So what did I do? I did karaoke. It was horrible. I'm the first to admit it was horrible. But we had fun, and I embraced, again, another situation. I wanted to give you a different story in how I embraced stretching out of my comfort zone. And so as we, again, be reminded of what is the comfort zone is those things that would have you to feel comfortable. Like, for example, in that moment of the challenge to do karaoke, it would have been definitely very comfortable to stay in the seat and not stand before the group. That was totally uncomfortable. And so anything that would have you feeling comfortable is your comfort. And so how do we move from this place of comfort? I want to give you six keys that I have found to be true on my journey as it relates to divorcing our comfort zone. And I'm saying our because Coach Adams is still in process. I'm still on the journey. As long as I have breath in my body, as long as we have breath in our bodies, we're still on the journey. And so I'm still growing in what I share with you. And so one of the things that I want us to understand that, and again, capture this, take the note, that we're talking about how do you move from your place of comfort. The number one key that I have found to be true is that we have to continuously allow ourselves to be stretched out of our comfort zone. You know, my mentor, Al Hollingsworth, has a statement that I so embrace. I speak it often. You may have heard me say it before, that I truly love, and it's become a mantra, as one would say, that we must grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. Again, my mentor, Coach Al Hollingsworth, has a statement that I love. We must grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. And so in this process of saying I will grow comfortable in being uncomfortable, we have to continuously allow ourselves to be stretched out of our comfort zone. Just this very weekend, I had a training at Al Hattie's Private Christian Resort, and it was an amazing time with some individuals from Nellis Air Force, from Las Vegas, and so on and so forth. And they challenged me and stretched me as well, because, again, this whole singing thing is not my thing, and they invited me to be an honorary member of their choir. And I'm sitting in the choir. We have a little choir rehearsal, learning songs, and, again, uncomfortable, but I embraced it. And when I tell you, again, I had so much fun. See, what people don't know is my desire would have been to be a singer. I would have been the gospel Patti LaBelle. I would have been a hot mess, and that's why God didn't gift me with that, because I would have been the gospel Patti LaBelle, kicking my shoes off, rolling on the floor, just a hot mess, cutting up big time, had I had that gift. And God knows what gift we can handle. He has such a sense of humor that that's not something that I have, but yet I would have loved to have had that gift, you know, to be able to sing and belt out every note, you know, just to the highest. I really love Patti LaBelle for that. I remember hearing her at the Universal Amphitheater, and she put that mic down, and she was singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and her voice was echoing through that amphitheater like I've never experienced, and singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow is the most beautiful experience I've had. And so I would have been one that would say, I want to do that. I want to be the gospel Patti LaBelle. But I'm not. So whenever singing comes up, that is a stretch out of my comfort zone. But I'm learning to continuously allow myself to be stretched out of my comfort zone. That is the first key out of the six keys that I want to share with you today. And again, it goes back to what my mentor says, growing comfortable in being uncomfortable. And when I tell you, Coach Adams has really grown comfortable in being uncomfortable, it's amazing how I'm continuing to grow in this area, in growing comfortable in being uncomfortable. And that has been so freeing for me, because it has, in essence, broken chains that I would have had, because I'm continuing to grow in this process of growing comfortable to be uncomfortable, knowing that that is what we must, that's the type of journey that we must embrace to live out our purpose. The analytical mind in me, because I can be very analytical, can get caught up in analyzing everything, wanting to dot every I, cross every T, the analysis of paralysis. And if it's not logically sound, I wouldn't step out. And so this stretching out of my comfort zone has been so freeing because it has taken limits off that I once had, and I'm willing to step out and trust God and know that He's got me on this journey because I understand and have grown in the wisdom that logic is in rebellion to faith. And so if you are on a faith journey, you cannot be in a space of logic. Now, if you're in a logical journey, okay, fine, this doesn't apply to you. But for someone who is listening in and you're on a faith journey, you need to understand that logic is in rebellion to faith. And so everything is not going to logically make sense. You can't dot every I and you can't cross every T. And so this first key is continuously stretching out of your comfort zone. The next is to identify what's keeping you in your comfort zone. Something is keeping you there. Maybe it was some negative words that were spoken over you, and so now that has you in this place where you're paralyzed. Maybe it was a situation where you were hurt and wounded that was such an impactful circumstance that now you're paralyzed. Whatever it is, you have to identify what's keeping you in your comfort zone. Because once you put a face to that, now you can move beyond whatever it is. You can identify it. Like, I was very clear what would prevent me from standing up before a group and speaking in public. I perceived it as a very judgmental space, and I didn't want to have any part of that. Judgmental people tearing you down, looking at you crazy, and all of that. And where that stemmed from, that discomfort, is that I grew up as a little girl. I was born with eczema, whatever, however you pronounce it, like tomato, tomato. I grew up with eczema growing up, and so my skin was very bad. And I remember in school, in elementary school specifically, that kids are very cruel. They're just very honest in their assessment, and I remember being teased because of the condition of my skin. And that was very damaging as a little girl because I remember it like it happened yesterday, no longer allowing it to hold me back. But this was such an impression that it stripped me of power that standing before a group, I didn't want that because I perceived it as a very judgmental space because of what people spoke into my life as a little girl around the condition of my skin. And so I share that with you, just being transparent that you must identify. I was very clear in what it was that held me back or was trying to hold me back, more specifically, I should say, that had me in this place of I have no interest to stand before a group, never, no, uh-uh. I remember when that was first spoken over my life, I ran for a year like a crazy person, like, no, absolutely not. But I had to identify what was keeping me in my comfort zone. And I'm a very adventurous person. I love adventure. You know, recently I was reflecting on an amazing journey that my cousin and I did. We did a bayou swamp tour by airboat, and the swamp was heavily populated with alligators. And if you've seen an airboat, you know, this was definitely an adventure. And so, you know, I was reflecting on that. The adventurer in me, she's always, you know, willing and excited about taking on the next great adventure. And so as it related to speaking, I wanted to take on this next adventure, but I had to identify what was it that was efforting to hold me back, that was trying to keep me suppressed and to keep me down, to keep me bound, to keep me in chains and in bondage. So you have to identify what's holding you back? What's keeping you in your comfort zone? If you're just tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, we want to thank you for tuning in. This is Coach Adam, that you've tuned in to Motivational Mondays during the time in which we're discussing divorcing your comfort zone. We thank you for sharing with us here on Inspired Media for You. We've talked about two keys that I've learned truly around this subject of how do we move from our comfort zone. And these six keys I'm sharing now is what I have found to be true. We said number one is that we must continuously stretch out of our comfort zone. That number two, we must identify what's keeping you in your comfort zone. And number three, you have to stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. I'm going to say it one more time. Stop making excuses. Oh, we make the excuse of, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I don't have the skills, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have this, I don't have that. Stop making excuses. This is key in moving away from your comfort zone, because the excuses will keep you in your comfort zone. Like, I just had a workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adam in July, and it would be easy and justifiable to say, I can't because I don't have the money. Find a way to stretch out of your comfort zone to move forward. And why are you moving forward? Ultimately, is so that you can walk in your purpose. All of this comes back to walking in your purpose. And these things will hinder you from that when you stay in your comfort zone. And so I want you to know that you have to make a decision to stop making excuses. And, you know, in my coaching practice with my clients, I hear the various quote-unquote excuses, and I support individuals in moving away from those excuses. Stop seeing everything as impossible and work on how can I make it possible. Many of us have so settled in on, it's impossible, you don't understand. You don't know my journey, so you don't understand. I could tell you story after story after story, so what I'm sharing with you, I truly know to be true. So know that I'm not sharing it with you and it's just theory for me. I am living it out. Yes, I know it's easy to make the excuses. I could have done that as it related to my January workshop, but it was about how can I? And so when you're looking at growing comfortable and being uncomfortable, it's about how can I? No excuses. How can I do it? How can I make it happen? And so you have to move away from and stop making excuses. The next on this journey of the six keys that I have found as it relates to moving from one's comfort zone is that we now have to recognize and manage our weaknesses. Whatever your weaknesses are, those things that make you feel uncomfortable and that will prevent you from changing, what are those weaknesses, those weak spots? You know, so often, and I thank God for my mentors in bringing this to a different level of understanding for me, that we would rather focus in on all of our strengths. You know, the world would say, focus on your strengths, focus on your strengths. Where are you strong? Focus on your strengths. But we are only as strong as our weakest link. And so if we're constantly working on our strengths, we're only as strong as that area of weakness. So if we don't, for example, which is the next bullet, face our fears, that is a weak spot. for me, if I did not, in that moment that I shared with you in training as a certified boss coach for the first time, if I would not, when given the challenge to teach something in front of this group of about 45, if I did not face my fear in that moment, who you've grown to know and appreciate as Coach Adams may not even be in existence. Because, as I mentioned, it was that moment that was such a breakthrough moment that unearthed this call and propelled me to another level. It's such a strong marker. I have other markers that are strong, but that one was early on in my journey and so significant. So we have to face our fears. Whatever your fears are, you have to face them. You have to hit them dead on. You can't shrink and hide and run from them. You have to face them boldly and deal with those fears. The last bullet that I've found to be true, and I'm going to expound upon these, but I want to keep my commitment and give those of you that are listening in, maybe you have a question or a comment around what we're sharing today, I want to give you an opportunity to chime in if you choose to do so, and if not, then we'll continue around this subject that we're discussing, and that is divorcing your comfort zone. And so the last and final key that I have found to be true on my journey is that you live out your dream. Because when we are living out our dream, again, this is what I have found to be true. How do you move from this place of comfort? Your dreams align you with your purpose. And oftentimes, when you make the decision to live out your dream and walk in purpose, that is uncomfortable. I know for Coach Adams, it was uncomfortable to say yes to being a public speaker. It was so uncomfortable because of what I shared with you early on, growing up with eczema, having the skin condition, being talked about as a child because of the exterior. You know, I remember as a child, almost like I was behind bars in a cage, you know, a bony prison, trying to, you know, say, that's not me, see me, see me. But that's all that people saw. And so that, again, was a major impression. And I'm grateful. And there's been such freedom that I did not allow that constraint of the past to prevent me from facing my fears and stepping out, stretching my borders out of what was comfortable. I want to share with you that this is the time in our broadcast, and we want to invite you, our listeners, to chime in. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to share in today's discussion, Divorcing Your Comfort Zone. If you're on your electronic device, you do need to call in, and you would do so by dialing 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, you would press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I always say, don't be scared. It's a safe space. Interact, share. You never know. What you may share may really encourage and inspire someone else. And maybe you're having a challenge in this area and you want to be able to receive live coaching. Well, your coach is in session. So don't be afraid to press 1, no obligation, but I encourage you to. Let's interact. Let's engage around today's subject. Are you taking anything away? Have you gotten any value from what has been shared? Any insight? Would love to hear from you. So again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, we're going to continue in our discussion and continue around this subject that we're having, divorcing your comfort zone. look at what we've talked about so far. We have talked about, and there's been such, I feel, a richness because I'm sharing with you what I have grown to know to be true on how do you move from a place of comfort. And you may be thinking, wow, Coach Adams, I found this to be true as well. I'm sharing with you 6 keys that I have found to be true. If you have something else you want to share with us, I welcome it. I would love to hear it. So, again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Chime on in. But let us look at what we've been talking about. We've been talking about, as we understand, what the comfort zone is. That the comfort zone is those things that would have you feeling comfortable. Wherever you're sitting right now, you're in a place of comfort. Someone has a burning question, but you're like, oh, I don't want to speak. It's uncomfortable, so you won't stretch out of your comfort zone. I can feel it in the atmosphere. Take a risk. This will be a breakthrough moment for you. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. Why? Because we're learning that I must allow myself, you must allow yourself to continuously stretch out of your comfort zone. And so I know that someone's there and you're thinking, oh, I have a question, ooh, but I don't want to jump in. It's scary. Press beyond your fears. Remember we said that in order for us to move from this place of comfort, and we've established that faith requires that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable, that we must identify what's keeping me in my comfort zone. You know, many of us stay in relationships because they are comfortable. We know it. It's easy breezy. Now, mind you, understand what Coach Adams is saying. I'm not telling anyone to leave their husband. So if you're in a covenant, this does not apply to you. But I'm saying there are many that are in bad relationships. You're not married yet, but you're in a bad relationship because it's comfortable. And you know you need to leave that relationship, but you're afraid to step out of your comfort zone because you don't want to be alone. And you're thinking, oh, is there somebody? At least right now I have a piece of somebody, so you stay. Remember that we don't want to just stay in those places of comfort for the sake of. We have to identify what is keeping you in your comfort zone. You know, as I shared, I was very clear on the why of why I did not want to stand and speak before a group because of an early experience that created such a file that was so impactful that it was like, no, I will not. And as we stated, we have to continue to stop making excuses. You know, many of us, it's so easy. That's comfortable. Let me make an excuse. Why can't I press 1? Oh, it's going to be a crazy question. And Coach Adams is really challenging to you today, those that are listening in. I don't know who you are, but I'm challenging you because I know that with such a subject that there is a struggle of staying in one's comfort zone. And so stop making excuses like, oh, it's a crazy question, it's not going to make sense, and, you know, whatever the case may be. Stop it. Stop making excuses. As Nike would say, just do it. Stretch out. Allow your borders to be expanded. Allow yourself to be stretched. You know, again, and this is not just, I'm not continuously saying chime in. If you do, great. If you don't, that's fine too. There's no obligation. But what I do know is that there's somebody here that is struggling. And until you press beyond that fear, you're going to continue in life to stay in your comfort zone. Oh, my gosh, it looks like we have touched the heart of someone. We have a caller. So area code 310, last 4 digits, 8171. You are live on Motivational Mondays. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me, CoachAdams.com. Really appreciate that. First of all, I wanted to come on and give you a big ta-ta, because I do understand that our coach, Adams, never, ever asked us to do anything or any of her clients to do anything that she would not do herself. So I just wanted to definitely honor our favorite coach, CoachAdams.com, for always taking the initiative to make sure that she lives exactly what she teaches all of her clients. Whew. So I want to take time to say that. And then, two, I wanted to ask this question.
Thank you so much. Yes, go right ahead.
No, please, please, go ahead. You finish what you were saying. I'll go right to my question after you.
Oh, I was just saying thank you so much. I so appreciate that. And I love you. And you know I know who you are. So thank you. You didn't have to chime in, but you chose to, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, well, hey, I love you as well. The question I have for you was, once we, you know, we get to a point of being comfortable and being uncomfortable, and we achieve the goal, the dream that we have, and once we reach that goal, do we stop at that point? Now can we be comfortable, or do we continue on to press on to another assignment or to even be better in the goal that we had already achieved? How do we keep from dying in a metaphorical sense? What do we do then?
Ooh, I love this question, because for many we would say, okay, I've overcome this obstacle, now I can stay comfortable. And, you know, you really hit the nail on the head in that in your processing of your question and bringing that forward, you said it, that we have to continue to allow ourselves to be stretched to the next level, to the next assignment, to the next challenge. So, yes, when we overcome that one hurdle, we celebrate it. Woohoo, you did it. Now it's on to the next. And like you said as well, and said it so well, that it's about growing to another level. Don't stop, because when we stop, no longer are we growing, no longer are we allowing ourselves to be stretched and challenged. And when we don't allow ourselves to be stretched and challenged, we then begin to shrink. Our borders begin to shrink because they're no longer being stretched. You know, when I grew up, there was a little character called Gumby. I don't know how many of you listening in, I probably have just dated myself, are familiar with Gumby. But Gumby was a little character. Yeah, Gumby was like, you know, he could constantly stretch, and he was pliable and flexible, and he would never break. But he was one that was like a rubber band that could stretch and bounce back. So when we don't allow ourselves to be stretched, our borders shrink. We no longer have that ability to expand. So we have to continue to allow ourselves to be challenged, to allow ourselves to be stretched, so that we don't stay in our comfort zone. I'm doing this on a regular basis, and I thank you because we're in ministry together, and you know that I am continuously taking on challenges that are uncomfortable. We just had one yesterday that was uncomfortable for many of us, but yet all of us allowed ourselves to be stretched, and it was such an amazing experience. So when we stop allowing ourselves to be stretched, we can miss what may be an amazing experience. And for me, I found more often than not, it is an amazing experience. And if I had not stretched, I wouldn't have experienced it. So continue to stretch, continue to grow, continue to allow yourself challenge to the next level.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Coach Adams.
You're very welcome, and I trust that answers your question. And I thank you for tuning in and being a faithful listener of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams here on Inspired Media for you. You're the bestest.
Hi.
You know, I want to ask our caller if you will press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, 1 to remove yourself. If there's anyone else out there, okay, we've had our first caller jump in. Don't be shy. You, too, can ask a question or make a comment. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Meanwhile, we will continue to summarize what we're talking about today, and we're talking about divorcing from our comfort zone. And I want you to chime in. I want to hear your questions, your comments. I want to know, are you getting value? What are you taking away from today's discussion that will support you in continuing to grow on your journey. Again, I'm sharing with you the six that I have found to be true for me in this journey of moving from my place of comfort that, as we just heard the caller say, we have to continuously stretch out of our comfort zone. We cannot allow ourselves to get comfortable. We hit those milestone markers, those hurdles, and we continue. The journey is a continuum, so we have to continuously allow ourselves to be stretched out of our comfort zone. We have to give a face to identify what is keeping you in your comfort zone. You know, a drug addict, an alcoholic, they cannot start their journey of recovery until they're willing to say, I'm an alcoholic, this is the issue. I'm a drug addict, this is the issue. So we have to put a face to and identify what's keeping you in your comfort zone. What are those things that have you bound, have you in chains that are keeping you in your comfort zone? We have to stop making excuses. And I'm sure, I know this to be true, that the excuses are justifiable, but those excuses will prevent you from doing and living out your purpose. And so stop making the excuses that tell you you can't, and fight to determine and figure out, how can I make this work? How can I do this? Take a risk. You want to take a calculated risk. You don't want to be reckless, but take a risk nevertheless. You want to step out. You want to stretch. You want to do something that is beyond your borders, that is beyond your capacity, that doesn't logically make sense if you're on a journey of faith. And remember, we said logic is in rebellion to faith. So when I'm on this faith journey, a lot of it's not going to logically make sense. Like, I can't start the business until I have the money. That is logical. We can justify it, prevent you from embracing the process of the journey and all that you would learn from the experiences of, and find that, wow, here I had all of these excuses that could have held me back, but yet, and to see how things would unfold if you just step out, take a risk, no excuses. If you're listening in, you still have a few moments to share in the dialogue today. We would love to hear your questions, comments. What are you taking away from today's discussion on divorcing your comfort zone? Again, our phone lines are open, and we invite you to chime in. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Or you may dial 516-453-9374. If you're on your electronic device, you definitely have to log in, dial in. You can't simply press 1 being that you're logged in on the computer. You have to dial in 516-453-9374 to add yourself to the host queue in these last and final minutes of today's broadcast. I'm excited. Looks like we have someone else that took a risk, and we honor you for stretching out of your comfort zone. Area code 909. Last four digits, 1223. Thank you. You are live here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam.
Hey, Coach Adam. This is Darlene. How you doing?
Hi, Darlene. I am fabulous, lady. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I chimed in really, really late, so I'm going to either have to listen to the replay. But it was captivating earlier when I heard what the topic was going to be. So I was trying to maneuver my schedule so I could get in on it, and by the time I got free, it was already halfway, well, more than halfway over. But to divorce what's holding us back, that's good stuff. I was captivated already just from the Facebook Live, but those six things that you have for us, I can't wait to hear it all over again. But I need that, because not only do you have to, you know, divorce yourself. That was serious. Like, I have a problem with keep on doing the familiar thing, but to come out to divorce the comfort zone, that's a whole nother level. I like it. So I'm intrigued, and I'm waiting to hear what it entails.
Oh, wonderful. I appreciate that. And, you know, what's so interesting is when I was thinking about the topic, I was like, really and truly, divorce is key, because when someone is divorcing, they're dissolving something, the wholeness of that. And so it's like we have to fully separate. We can't be in between, back and forth. We have to truly cut it off. So I love that that was intriguing for you, and that you've gotten something from the time that you've shared with us. And yes, the replays are always available. And so I want to encourage you to soak further with it, and would love to hear what else you take away. So thank you for chiming in, and I'm looking forward to sharing more with you as our journey continues together. Thanks, Coach. If you will hit 1, and you are so welcome, if you'll hit 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, hit 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, Miss Darlene, that would be fabulous. And so, wow, it's so amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. Well, I want to give you a little taster for next week, because I'm real excited about next week's broadcast. We've had an amazing month in our Shape Up series, and there's been such a richness around the various topics that we've talked about. And speaking of various topics, I want you, our listening audience, to know that we definitely want to continue this dialogue with you. Maybe you didn't feel comfortable in stretching out of your comfort zone. I want to encourage you, if you're not a part of the Facebook Motivational Mondays form, the group that we have, to continue this discussion, that you make a request for that. Maybe you have a show topic idea, something that you would love to hear discussed. We want to hear that from you as well. So play in the sandbox with us socially through Facebook, and you can visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, and make those social connections, and as well to add yourself to my database. I truly want to continue to grow in relationship with you. So if you're not a part of my network, I encourage you to do so. We appreciate you tuning in to this installment of Motivational Mondays. And on next week's show, we have Disney star, the Trinity, Trinity Stokes and her family. Trinity is on the show Casey Undercover. She plays Judy Cooper. And we're going to talk about living the dream. Living the dream. I'm so excited about that. I want you all to know that we are in planning now for our next Shape Up and Win. And we want you to know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. And twice a year, we start that with our live empowerment win shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win. If you're interested, shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. You don't want to miss our January 28th. 2017 event. You may be saying, Coach Adams, that is so far down the pike, I don't even know. I encourage you to put it on your calendar now. You will receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals. Of course, every week we are right here on Motivational Mondays, and I want you to know that sponsorship opportunities are always available. Maybe you want to join in partnership with us for Inspired Media for You, or our 4 hours of power, Shape Up and Win. Send a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Oh, I see. We have another comment. I'm going to bring this person in before we bring it to a close. You got in under the wire. Area code 424-6555. Go right ahead. You're live on Motivational Mondays. Area code 424, last four digits, 6555. You made it through. You stretched out your comfort zone. You are live.
Hi, good evening, Coach. How are you?
Can you hear me? How are you? I can hear you. You made it right under the wire.
Oh, you know what? I thought I missed it because I had got a call and I was trying to turn the phone off so I could get in. But I just wanted to say I truly enjoyed this hour. It motivated me to look at myself because I'm being stretched a lot, but being stretched is good because it takes me out of the comfort zone, and I needed to hear that tonight, and I needed those 6 points that you gave, and I just wanted to comment on that and say thank you so much every time I get in the presence of an opportunity to dial in or sit in. It's always very rewarding, and I just want to thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, and I'm so happy to know that you got such a richness from today's discussion, the dialogue, and I thank you for chiming in. I'm so happy that I was able to pull you in. Although we were about to close out the show, I saw that we had this one other caller, so I honor you for stretching out of your comfort zone and playing in the sandbox with us, as I would say today, and sharing the richness that you're taking away. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays here on Inspired Media for You with Coach Adams, One Who Inspires. This concludes today's broadcast. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.